After more than 50 years of patching up broken bodies brought in from the battlefield, the Army's last mobile surgical hospitals, known as MASH, are no more. The last MASH unit was officially handed over today to the government of Pakistan. A U.S. Army medical team has been there since last October, offering care to civilians wounded in the earthquake.
This is the end of a military enterprise that found its way into the popular imagination through a fictional bunch of medical misfits in a movie and then in some of the darkest comedy ever to go on TV.
Attention all personnel, triage in the compound. We have the finalists in the shrapnel catching contest.
Another North Korean bad chest wound.
Hi there. I hope the fact that I'm on the side that shot you won't strain our doctor-patient relationship.
MASH was set where the real MASH units began in the Korean War. These mini hospitals served in the Vietnam War and the Gulf War. With the Iraq War came smaller, more mobile units that could get right near the battlefield, which has made the MASH units outdated.
We turn now to Rear Admiral Michael Lefevre on the line from Islamabad, Pakistan, where he's been in charge of handing over the Mobile Army Surgical Hospital, MASH. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Seems like it might be a bit of a bittersweet day for you and the people in MASH.
It is. But it's a great legacy that will continue on with the wonderful PAC military doctors that will continue the wonderful tradition and make good use of the capabilities of the wonderful MASH that we left behind.
You know, just briefly to what MASH has been doing there in Pakistan, this must have been godsend to the quake victims.
It has been. Within weeks of the devastating earthquake, they were on the ground on the 23rd of October and started seeing patients immediately. And in the first line of patients, many of them were the victims treating wounds, musculoskeletal wounds from the earthquake, and then over time transpired to more what we'd see in primary care. But during that time, saw over 20,000 patients, and at the same time was out on an outreach program and administered over 20,000 vaccinations and immunizations to the people and to the children of Pakistan.
And looking back at the five decades of MASH, we just heard a clip, Alan Alda being a really demented Hawkeye. How does that fit with what you know, Hawkeye Pierce, Hot Lips Houlihan? were there real such people in the medical teams?
No, it was quite different from that. But what you would admire was, I think, portrayed in the show is the incredible work ethic that those wonderful men and women had. And that's what it was, seeing there in the center of town at the capital of the Kashmiri Province, areas where we've never been in before, helicopters landing on fields outside, ambulances going out and picking up casualties, taking them to the emergency room where they're evaluated, resuscitated, and taken into the operating room. And in the early days, we were doing 16 hours of surgery a day in our two operating rooms that the MASH provides, the pharmacy, the radiology, the chemical lab to be able to do all the analysis that we needed to do, the two intensive care units, the intensive care ward and a bed facility and a triage tent. And it was just wonderful to watch their dedication 24/7.
So what would you say, a fitting end to MASH?
Yes, a very fitting end, that the legacy of the MASH still continues. So it's kind of like you started out, a bittersweet, an end to an era of a MASH, but at the same time, a legacy of that equipment providing on and saving lives and taking care of people around the world.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Rear Admiral Michael Lefevre speaking from Islamabad, where the last mobile Army surgical hospital, better known as MASH, is being donated to the Pakistan Army.